Part 4. Microdosing. Microdosing involves gradually consuming shallow doses over an extended period until reaching the full dose. However, the full dose is quickly replacing microdosing as a safer approach to experiencing psychedelics. As mentioned in previous sections, taking high doses of psychedelics can lead to uncontrollable and unpredictable results, even for those who have experienced it several times. The microdose is usually 1/10 to 1/5 of the full dose. It should be noted that microdosing needs to be repeated. Half or one medium mushroom is a good option for microdosing. For example, a full dose of 1.5 grams of psilocybin can be taken in 5 to 6 meals at intervals of 1 or 2 doses, 1 day in between, or 2 days in between. For LSD, this is between 10 and 20 micrograms. To avoid potential addiction and negative consequences, it is advisable to discontinue microdosing after a period of 2 to 3 weeks, taking into account the number of days not consumed. Continued microdosing beyond this time frame can lead to addiction and harmful effects. For therapeutic purposes and under the supervision of a physician or psychotherapist specialist, after 1 month, the usage can be repeated and then it should be stopped. This process continues for 4 to 5 months. It is best to take it with an experienced person or with a companion the first few times. People's experience in microdosing is different, but the result is exciting and pleasing. Microdosing is recommended for its safer nature and significant reduction in potential risks. The outcomes of a microdosing regimen can be highly productive, sometimes surpassing those of a full dose. Following a microdosing course, many individuals can continue living their lives as usual, with no noticeable physical or behavioral changes. In fact, some may not even realize they are microdosing. Some people may experience fatigue, tingling, numbness in various parts of the body, such as the tips of the fingers, toes, and lips, weakness and numbness in the legs, and overall general weakness, nausea, and dizziness. It has also been reported that some people experience severe saliva and dizziness in the following days. These physical reactions are all perfectly normal. Driving after microdosing is not recommended at all and can be very dangerous. The outdoor and indoor microdosing experiences can be different day and night, so you can do this in different situations to have different experiences. Having a positive microdosing experience is greatly influenced by your physical well-being, including sufficient rest, quality sleep, and a healthy diet. If you are tired, experiencing insomnia, and not consuming enough fresh vegetables and fruits, it may impact the quality of your microdosing experience. Prioritizing adequate rest, addressing sleep issues, and maintaining a nutritious diet can contribute to an excellent microdosing experience. Initially, some individuals may not experience noticeable physical or mental changes after microdosing. However, this does not imply that a higher dose is necessary. Patience is key for such individuals, as repeating the microdose over time can gradually unveil the results of their experience. It is important to allow the process to unfold gradually, as the effects may become apparent with continued microdosing. Frequent reports indicate that microdosing often leads to increased happiness, satisfaction, and a heightened interest in both people and nature. Individuals have also reported a greater appreciation for their possessions and being alive, engaging in activities with enhanced interest and improved accuracy, gaining a better understanding of nature and music, and experiencing a heightened enjoyment of food. In general, microdosing has been associated with an overall enjoyment of life. Many people who have tried one or more cycles of microdosing have experienced significant success in emotional and social relationships, jobs, introspection, self-improvement, and self-help, reducing stress, anxiety, and dramatically reducing depression are also very common in microdosing under the supervision of a physician and psychotherapist. Section 1. The temptation to take higher doses. After a positive microdosing experience, individuals often feel tempted to increase the dosage to sustain or enhance their euphoric feelings. However, It's important to recognize that higher doses significantly raise the risk of having a negative trip. If you have a good experience with a 20 microgram dose of LSD and you want to take the full dose, you should carefully consider the following. 1. Increased possibility of having a bad trip. 2. Getting stuck in a vague, uncomfortable space. And 3. Making impulsive decisions that can detrimentally affect your life. Taking a full dose of LSD can increase the chance of experiencing any or all of the risks mentioned above. This scenario is also common among alcoholics. Often, after consuming a small amount of alcohol, individuals may experience a pleasurable sensation and wish to prolong the positive feeling. As a result, they continue to drink more and more. However, this can lead to negative outcomes. Eventually, symptoms such as dizziness, nausea, headaches, and the unpleasant aftermath of a hangover may occur the following day. This also holds true for psychedelic experiences. However, it is important to note that psychedelic drugs are unpredictable and do not simply result in a temporary hangover. Instead, they can have lasting effects and potentially lead to impulsive decisions that have negative consequences in one's life. These potential risks and effects have been described in previous sections. Section 2, Prologue. I trust that the information presented in this book will be of assistance to you. Additionally, it may prove beneficial if you encounter a situation where someone requires your aid following consumption. Prior to engaging in a psychedelic experience, it is crucial to take all necessary precautions to mitigate potential risks and adverse side effects. By approaching the experience with care and following proper guidelines, you can create a safe and beneficial journey.